Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines for Living.
How do you respond to individuals, neighbors, co-workers, acquaintances, or the people who ride the bus with you who are involved in toxic religions? The very question makes some uneasy, yet the reality is that toxic thinking is in our world and it's on the increase today. When the environment becomes toxic, we complain loudly, denouncing the manufacturer who mindlessly contaminates the groundwater that becomes drinking water. We expect the government to deal with toxic substances in our food. Manufacturers recall toys that are dangerous to our children. But when somebody becomes involved in a religion that is really toxic, we're unsure how to handle it. What should we do? Do you ignore them, denounce them, attack them, or just hope they will fade into the sunset? First, what makes a religion toxic? For many years, a group that has departed from the essentials of the Christian faith, accepted by mainstream Christian groups historically, has been described as a cult. No, the term is not demeaning. It simply describes groups who reject the fundamentals of the Christian faith. Individuals involved in toxic religions usually follow strong religious figures who lay down ironclad laws and dislike being challenged or questioned. However, Paul said that if an angel from heaven should proclaim any other gospel than that which has been passed on from Christ and the apostles, he was to be rejected. Clearly, he considered those who rejected the deity of Christ, his bodily resurrection, and the atonement wrought by the shedding of Christ's blood to be false teachers, and that what they taught was toxic. In a pluralistic society, we tend to think that religion is a private matter, and people can believe whatever they choose. Not so if you acknowledge that God's word is true, and when you reject what it says, your beliefs have become toxic. Okay, back to my question. How should you treat others whose religious beliefs are toxic? The following guidelines will help. First, love them. Jesus clearly taught that his followers should love their enemies and pray for those who persecuted them and slandered them. Loving individuals who hold toxic beliefs is usually a one-way transaction, but it breaks down the walls of hostility. Love is powerful. Real love doesn't expect anything in return. When you love someone who is toxic, they may not understand why you love them. They just know you do. The second thing you should do is pray earnestly for those involved in toxic religions. Pray that God will open their eyes to the reality of who Jesus Christ is and what God's purpose for our lives is. Then recognize them as individuals who need the truth. They are not just on a different journey to the same place called heaven. John was extremely clear in telling believers that those who deny Christ are not to be received as brothers or sisters. Next, find common ground with those whose religions are toxic, if you can. Paul did that on Mars Hill. Ask what they believe and then show them from Scripture what you believe and why you believe it. Rarely do you find someone involved in a toxic religion who knows what the Bible is all about. You never need fear confronting toxic religion in a world that needs to know there is truth and absolutes do not change.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. If you would like to hear more encouraging devotionals and stories of changed lives around the world, visit guidelines.org. That's also where you can join the Guidelines team in delivering the life-changing message of Jesus. Go to guidelines.org to see how you can impact the world with the hope of the gospel. Thanks for listening, and join us again next time for Guidelines for Living.